Okay. Does anyone, I have to ask, does anybody have the iPod from Start of the Day, which has disappeared from its previous location? No. Move on. Kof Beis Elul, Sunday the 2nd of September, Rabbi Avraham Baruch Blau, Slichus Part 3. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Menachem, Ben Aaron Yosef HaKohen, Zichronin Levocha, our late friend Mr. Alex Halberstadt.
Coming for part three.
So last year
we ended with we started just the beginning of Lecho Hashem Atzdoka. As we said, the main was from the Takona Segoinim already. What we find that Lecho Hashem Atzdoka, the Piyutim came just later on. This is the Ikar Slicha. The Ikar Slicha is the Pesukim, what we say. So as we say the Lecho Hashem Atzdoka. So we started just to explain. What is the words of Lecho Hashem Atzdoka? So let's go in Ochan Amel, let's go back a little bit. What is the Seder? We start with Ashrei, we carry on Ashrei, Lecho Hashem Atzdoka, and then the other Pesukim Shemea called Bosol, Lechulei. What is the Seder? So the Levush of Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, the Levush brings down that the Slichas, the Seder Aslicha, the Takon of the Slicha, what the Goinim Umetaken is Keneged Sefer HaTfila. It's Keneged Sefer HaTfila. So we have, for example, Ashrei is equivalent to Pesukei Dezimra, Keneged Pesukei Dezimra. We have, that's the Ashrei. Then we have the Yud Gimel Midah, is what he calls, and the Slichas itself is Keneged the Shmoinesre. After Shmoinesre, usually in Davening, we have Nefilas Apayim. The same thing in Slichas, we have Nefilas Apayim. That's, we say Kaddish Tiskabel. Normally we don't say Kaddish Tiskabel only after Davening. Discovered Zeloisoin, Ubeusoin. We should be Kabbal Zeloisoin, our davening, Ubeusoin, our bakoshas. We say it only after davening. The only place we find we don't say it after davening is the Slichas. Why? Because Slichas is a davening. Slichas is a davening. And therefore we say, according to this, says the Mishnah Berurah, and of then Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Kof Dalet, that if the Tzibur started to say Slichas, and with a minion. And before the Kaddish Tiskabel, some of them were. Left. Some of the people left. If there's still over there Roiv Minyan, still there majority of the Minyan, you can continue to come and say Kaddish Kabel. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? As we said, then Hilchos Tefillah and Siman Nun Hei. And Siman Nun Hei, we mentioned in Hilchos Tefillah that you can come and say Kaddish Kabel even if you don't have. So we see also with the Mishnah Berurah, this is a Seder HaTefillah. Seder HaTefillah. There's Lichoyre. We can come and add that what's the Seder over here of the Lecho Hashem Atzdoka v'chulei. As we know, the Gemara says that the Psukim, what we come and say, according to the Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis says the Gemara, Dorash Rab Shamloim, Brochus, the Gemara Brochus. Dorash Rab Shamloim. Le'oilom yesader odom shivchoi shel mokoim, ve'achar kach ispalel. So first we have to come and say, Lecho Hashem Atzdoka, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we can come and talk to them. So what's the Hemshech HaPosuk? The Hemshech HaPosuk is, and first of all, you start Psukim of Yishtachavoya. There's 10 other Psukim of Yishtachavoya. Through the Lecho Hashem Atzdoka, 10 different Psukim of Yishtachavoya. What is the Yishtachavoya? Because as we know, the Gemara says the Ikar Tefillah, the main Tefillah is Hachnoye. Person to bow down. What's Hachnoye? Yishtachavoya, Hachnoye, to bow down. A person comes and he says, yes, I'm bowing down. As the Gemara says in Broches, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says the Gemara, Ein Oimdim Leispalel. Elo mitoich koyved roish. He started out and only what is koyved roish? Explain Rashi, koyved roish, hachnoe. The Rabbi Yehuda brings down there. What is koyved roish? That the din is, you have to come to daven mitoich eimo veiro vehachnoe. That is part of the davening. This is the achroe. What is the achroe? Yishtachavoe. When a person comes and bows down, that is the achroe, what he has to fulfill the eimo and the iro, how you mekayim the eimo iro. As the Gemara says, Broches, Rashi explains the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, he says why a Kohen Gadol, he has to do Kriye, he has to bow down every Brocha, and the end of every Brocha. A melech, a king, has to bow down every tchilo v'soif, every beginning of a brocha and the end of a brocha. Why? Explains Rashi, because they have more of a gay, it's more of a guy. They need more of a achnoi. They need more of a achnoi, you have to bow down. This is to bring achnoi. So when we come and we start the davening, that's the bringing us to the davening, we have to start with the achnoi. We start with the achnoi, we start lecho Hashem atzdoko, elonu b'rishis haponim, we're bringing the achnoi then. Very interesting that we find that the slichas is connected to tefillah. I saw it once. I don't remember exactly where, but as I figured out into the davening, and it's a very interesting slicha. The last slicha, the last piyut in Shlicho is le'erev Rosh Hashanah. The last piyut of Shlicho is le'erev Rosh Hashanah is written by Rabbeinu Meir Shatz per Rabbi Yitzchok, and this is Rabbeinu Meir Shliach Tzibur. Rabbi Meir Shliach Tzibur. It's more famous, so we don't have to exactly explain, but just to mention that he was from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, who lived in Magense, Vermeitze, and he lived in a generation before Rashi. He lived before Rashi. Rashi, Yad Kedei Kach, that Rashi brings him down lots of times. Rashi in Oishaya, in Capital Vov, brings him up, and Rashi in Amos, in Capital Gimel, and Rashi brings him down also in Tehilim. In Tehilim, Capital and Gimel, Rashi brings down, he says, Uvehorishoin lomalti midvorov, של רב מאיר בר יצחק שליח ציבור זצ"ל. We mainly know him about the Akdomus. The Akdomus, what we say in Chag HaShavuos, was written by Rabbeinu Meir, שליח ציבור. Tosin Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph brings down this Rab Meir, שליח ציבור, about the Ma'arovis, what he used to add in Ma'ariv. And Machzor Vidri brings down this Rabbeinu Meir. This mentioned lots of times in the Rishonim Da'ago. Ismailim is Paskins according to Rabbeinu Meir, שליח ציבור. Very famous Rab Meir, שליח ציבור. When he comes and he says about Tchino, and he comes and he says a davening, and he's coming and asking for the Ribbono Shel Olam, our davening, what we come and say, our Sliche, our Tchino, our Sliche, please, it should be like davening. And what do we see? We know that the davening, as the Gemara says, in the Gemara Brochas, the Chovov, and Beis, the Gemara says, Tfilois keneged Timidim. Right? Tfilois keneged Timidim. When we daven, it's keneged the Timidim, keneged the Hakrovas HaKorbonos. Keneged the Hakrovas HaKorbonos. As we know, Uneshalmo Chazal say, Uneshalmo Poris Hoseinu, it's a Posuk, Neshalmo Poris Hoseinu, and Chazal tell us at the end of Menoches, but there's a Medrash, the Medrash says, Omar Abavo, Mi Meshalem Oysom Porim Shoinu Makrivim? Who's going to pay? Who's going to pay the Porim, the cows, what we used to come and offer in Beis HaMikdash? For Sayim Shoinu Mispaladim. When we daven with our lips, that's Keid, we are Makriv the Korbonas. Comes Rabbeinu Meir, Rabbi Yitzchok, and he comes and he says the davening Azari. He comes and says, first of all, you should come and say that our davening should be like Avodah de Beis HaMikdash. And he starts, very interesting, he starts, Tfilo tikach, take our davening, Tchino tivcha, choose our davening, Tmu nichoyach tmid ha-shachar, keneged ha-tomid shel shachar. Shkoy le-oindim shimchocho le-shabayach, the people are coming now to praise you, Keilu zochu troim ha-mizbayach, Keilu de bozoiche, to do the Trumas HaDeshen. What is the Trumas HaDeshen? So you know the Trumas HaDeshen, the Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Yumid. So in Yumid of Chof and Aleph, the Mishnah says, when they started coming to do Trumas HaDeshen, when they coming to take away from the ash what was left for the first night on the Mizbeah, from the Korvus HaKorbonos, Mi Kriyas HaGever. When is Kriyas HaGever? So Rashi explains, this was Tchilas HaAvoido, Shachris BaHashkome. This was early, before the Tomid. And then he continues, Retzei HaVoidosom B'Migdosh Vison. What it means, that the people are coming and davening, they should be like the Oisei Chavitim. What's talking about the Oisei Chavitim? Every day the Kohen Gadol has to bring a meal offering that's a Milchas Chavitim. Machatzisa b'boiker, machatzisa b'erev, half it brings the Yisorin, half of it he brings in the morning, half of it he brings in the noon, afternoon. So we warm it up. When they warm up the Milchas Chavitim, so they warm it up before the Hakrov HaSatomi. And that's what he says, Retzei Avodosom B'Migdosh. The people come to say the Slichas, and then he goes, Kshoy Mikro is the Chinus Dorim, Keinei Vorim, Ve'ikul Bdorim, what was from the last night, what comes in the Nisa'akil al Gabi HaMizbeach, what's burning on the Mizbeach. Basically, you're going to see that. Then Sfoyer, he ends this Bakoshev from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the Slichas and Tchilas, what we should say, should be Keneged the Avoideh, he finishes Sfoyer Letzeodim Lavodecho Goshim, count the steps, what they did at the Avoideh, to go to the Kemoi Ba'azor, or the Pais Roikshim. The first thing in the morning, as the Gemara says, the Mishneh, they go to the Pais. The Pais says, Mizoicha Ba'mizbeach, Mizoicha this, Mizoicha. This is what he ends with. And then he goes through the whole Korban Atomi, the whole Avoide of Korban Atomi. So you see over here something very interesting. When he comes and he's asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Sricha should be equivalent to the Avoide, but only the Avoides are before the Tomi Shel Shachar. Because we know, the Gemara says, the, as we said before, Keneged, Tfilas HaShachar, beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, the Chovom and Beis, the Gemara says, Tfilo is Keneged Tmidim, Mipnei Ma Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzois, because the Tomi Shel Shachar is Ad Chatzois, Mipnei Ma Arvis is called Enokva, because the Ivorim Ubedorim, that you come and you burn at night on the Mizbeach, Enokva, Mipnei Ma Musov in Kol HaYoyim, because the Korban Musav is Kol HaYoyim. So we have the Seder of the Tfilo. Over here, the Seder of the Tfilah of Sliche is connected things that come before the Tomi Shel Shachar. From the Kriya Sagever, from the Truma Sadeshen, to the Tomi Shel Shachar. When time, what time is that? That's the time of Ashmoiras HaBoikel. So we have another part of davening over here. The part of davening that comes before the Kriyas, before the Tomi Shel Shachar, after the Kriya Sagever. So again, we see this is a part of a davening. Part of a davening. So let's start our davening from Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. We're just going to go over what we spoke last time. Another Raya that's done. We start Lecho Hashem Atzdoko Velonu Bo Yisapon. Kesh Baruch Hu, you have the Tzedek. Tzdoko also the Tzedek. You're right. You're the right. And Velonu Bo Yisaponim. How could we come? And this is the main Slichas, the Gdomet Slichas, is Velonu Bo Yisaponim. How could we come now and ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu things? No, nobody is upon him. Mani soinen, how could we come and complain? Uman noima, manedaber uman itzadok. This is the four leshoines of keneged ovinu, poshanu, chotonu, and moradnu. This is the four leshoines of man noima. We know that we did all kinds of sins. Manedaber, man itzadok, right? Mani soinen, all the four leshoines of keneged ovinu, poshanu, chotonu, and moradnu. This is the full assurance what you can say. Nechafso darkeinu v'nachkoiro v'nashuv eilochot. So we have nechafso, first of all, to see b'chlal if we have ma'isim. Find out b'chlal if we have ma'isim. And once we know that we have ma'isim, nachkoiro, to see what type of ma'isim are they. They are ma'isim toivim, or they aren't ma'isim toivim. Ki yemincho pshuto lekabel shovim. It's poshut HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and it's mekabel shovim. These psukim are based on the posuk in Eicha. Pasuk in Eicha says, "Mipi Elyon lo yiseitze orois ve'atoyv." Ma yisoinen odom chay gever al chatov. And the Medrash brings down Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Miyoin she'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re'ein osati lefonecho, es ha'chaim ve'es ha'moves. Satoyv esorah, lo yotso ro ve'toyv ve'mipiv, elo ro bo me'eileo le'oyseira, ve'atoyv le'oyseitoyv. Lefikoch, ma yisoinen ve'lo mo yisraim odom im lo yal chatov. From the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, Rein osati lefnecha satoy v'saro, a person, my yisoyin, how could a person come and complain? The good and the bad, my yisoyin gever chai. And the Medrash says in Eicha also, a different Medrash, my yisoyin gever chai, a person should thank b'chlad that he's chai. He's coming complaining, I want this and I want that. My yisoyin gever chai, thank that you're alive. And he's still complaining, he's still alive, and he's still complaining, my yisoyin gever chai. And that's the Chosh Shem Atzdok. But when we come and look into it, as we started last time to speak about, this is the main thing of Yom Yinoiroim. We say Yom Yinoiroim, and this is the Hakdome of Yom Yinoiroim. We start Lecho Hashem Atzdoko, Ashrei, as we said last time, the Levush, we start with Tehilo, but this is the beginning of the Slichas, is Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. It's the Hakdome of the whole of Yom Yinoiroim, what we started today or last night, Lecho Hashem Atzdoko. Yom Yinoiroim, what's Noiro? We say Noiro Yoyim, it's like very friendly, we all know the Rabbi Yoyim says, Mishenichnas Elul, Yei Odom, Yori, Vechorid, Meim Asadim. Because it has to be shaking the afilu dogim shebayam. We say that even the fish in the sea are shaking. The Rabbi Noyen says in Shari Tshuva and Shara Shein, he said that Ayore is Dvar Hashem, Liboy, Yochil, Bekirboy, Mipachad Hashem, Vehadar Geoinoi. It's all very, it sounds very, very scary. All of it. Very scary. Yom Noyroim. The MS says, yeah, it is scary, but what's the purpose? The purpose is not to be scared. The purpose is not to be scared. The purpose is to bring us to Tshuva. And to bring us to acknowledge that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is what we call, it's a richuk to bring us to kiruv. What that means? It's a richuk to bring us, a person is scared of someone and there's a certain richuk between them. This is to bring us to a kiruv. What I mean? When a person, as we said last time, a person could come, as they say, in Rosh Hashanah, Dovah Doimeh, there was a person, he had a man for his daughter, he has no money, he decides he goes to Chutz Loretz, and he's going to collect. Okay, he goes to collect it. So he's struggling. It goes very, very difficult for him. And he comes every day, he's knocking one day, he's going from one door to the next. And he knocks on one of the doors and he recognizes the person standing in front of him. He stands, and the other person is recognizing him also. And they look at each other. He says, "Oh, Yankel, we learned in the same class when we were children." "Yes. What are you doing? What's happening over here? You going collecting?" He says, "Yeah, you know, I find it very hard, I'm struggling, I need help." He tells him, "Like, we were best friends when we were in our youth. I can't see you, both Hashem, I could help today. And I can't see you this. You know, how much money you need every month? £1,000? Okay. Every month I'm sending you £1,000. Every month, for the next half a year, have £1,000. Every month comes an envelope and is at home and he gets £1,000. It comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and the person gets worried. You know, now it's Pesach, it's a lot of Eitzoyas, Yom Tov, you need matzahs, you need food, you need this, meat, what should I do? And he started to think, what should I do? And he's worried, he doesn't know what to do. Kitzel, it comes over there, the envelope comes, and it's a little bit thicker. He says, "Well, he didn't pay me in 50 this month, he gave me in 20s maybe." Kitzel, he opens up and it's £2,000. Calls him up and says, thank you for the £1,000. He says, "What £1,000? Only £1,000? It was £2,000 there." He says, "Yeah, the £1,000 is always. Thank you for the extra £1,000. People sometimes, we come and we say, you know, Chaim, we have Cheskas Chaim. Person has Chaim, Cheskas Chaim. Person has health, yeah, probably, let's continue. Comes the boy says, stop. Once a year, stop. Yom Niroim. Yeah, it's not your volume, stop. You want Chaim? Zochreinu l'Chaim. Come and ask for life. You want Parnosa? Come and ask for Parnosa. Yeshua, is Nechom, is health. Anything what you need, stop. Thank and anything what you do get, as we mentioned, the Chidush Arim says, Sosseles being the Chidush Arim. All the tzoras that a person sends for a person is the coming to make him, okay, stop and think. Anything what you have, you don't own it. You don't deserve it. Maybe you do. But come and thank also. People ask only for the next. And that's better than what we come and say, Yom Niroim. And as Rashi says, "Ayesh Hashem bekirbenu imayin vayovo yamolek." Moshe lemoa dovo doime. A person is carrying his son on his shoulders, and the small boy is on the shoulders of his father, and he came and tells his father, "I want an orange." He gets an orange. "I want an apple." He gets an apple. "I want a toy." "I want this." "I want that." And the father is just giving him. And suddenly, after a few hours, he says, "Where's my father? Where's my father?" Comes the father and takes him off his shoulders, and comes over there vayovo yikelev. Comes over there a dog. And hurts the son. And then he comes and says, "Oh, here's my father." Well, the same thing. Ayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin, vayovo yamolek, vayilochem. The same, what is a punishment? It's a punishment? No, it's not a punishment. This is because why a person carries his son on his shoulders? Or he wants to get back pain? Well, what's the purpose of a person carrying his son on his shoulders? He wants to show the son, "I love you. You're close to me." And that's the reason he does it. He doesn't do it to anyone that he doesn't love. He does it to his son because he cares about his son. But when he wants to show his son, "I love you." But when the son comes and says, "Where's my father?" That's the whole purpose, to show him I love him. If he doesn't realize it and he doesn't acknowledge it, so let's make sure. He puts him down, he gets hurt, and then he comes back to the father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a certain richuk, yoyim noyroim noyro, in order to come and to bring us back. Moshe Lamadov Vodoyim says the Medrash. There was a son of a king, Ben Shel Melech, Shoyo Oviv Ma'amid Oledin. The king decided one day, he's going on trial. All the ministers, all the people, were very happy, because they didn't like the son of the king. They're very happy. And okay, they're all waiting for the day that the son will come in front of the father, and the father tells them, "Oh, you know, when you were a small baby, when your mother was pregnant, when you kicked your mother." Oh, say all the ministers. He came and he did the whole trial just to play around with his son. The same thing in Klal Yisrael come ledin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, "Odo Morishon Choton." HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and brings in ledin. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, "Yeah, Odo Morishon had the chet." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the whole din to come to be, to play with Klal Yisrael, to be happy with Klal Yisrael. But we have to remember, so what? We come now to Yom HaDin like, you know, we're happy, we're going to play? No. Because we have to understand when the father comes home and he says, "Yossi, what do you do today?" And the boy is all scared. Okay, what happened? And when the boy is scared and he saw the father, he's frightened of him. So the father comes and gives him like, you know, small candy or gives him like a half a smile. And then it breaks the ice and they friends together and they're playing together. But what if the father comes home and says, Yossi, what do you do today? And he says, oh, what he wants, this old man? Again, what was Villa Nochamol? So the father, what's going to be? Oh, wait, it's not exactly fun for the father, right? It's not fun for the son. Same thing, Yom Neroim is... Medame it a little bit. Yom Neroim is... HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, he's spoiling us, says in the Medrash, to play around with us. But if we come and say, Nochamol, what do you do this year? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells us, what do you do this year? And we say, oh, leave us alone, what you want. Nochamol, again, Yom Neroim, again, the whole thing. But if we come and say, yes, we have an Ire. But this Ire brings the Avet to come to, leispoige kavyochol with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the first part. Let's go to the second part. Loi bechesed, veloi bemaasim bonu lefonecho. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, loi bechesed, veloi bemaasim bonu lefonecho. We don't have what to come with. Not chesed, not lifnim mishor sadin, veloi bemaasim, even things that we owe to do for you. Kedali mekoroshin lefashin osecho. According to the Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, kol shono rosho be sorifo, right? Rosho be tchilosho, says to Jesus, why? But when you come a person that comes and asks like a rosh, like a poor person, she's coming to ask, you may like what you're going to give us, so we're coming and asking for the next year, kedalim ukeroshim, we're coming and ask like poor people, we want to come and get, dafaknu de losecho, losecho dafaknu rachon vechanun, noam tashimenu rekom mifonecho, mifonecho malkeinu rekom tashimenu kato shimenu tfilo. Like, we're repeating the same thing over again. Okay, we don't have anything to come with. And then, we're coming, we're knocking on the door like poor people. I mean, well, what's the kefil advarim? I heard once, there's a darshan on Eretz Yisrael, Rav Levenstein, he says that his son learned, Rav Levenstein, he said that his son learned in the yeshiva with the einikel of Rabbi Tzok Levi. Rabbi Tzok Levi from France. He's a Yid, he says, that he handles with the Sroigim, and he goes every year, he goes to Morocco. Morocco have a very, very nice Gidl of the Sroigim, they have a beautiful Gidl. So he goes to Morocco every year to come and to handle with the Sroigim. He brings the Esrig, he used to bring the Esrig to Rav Shteyman, Zatzal. One year he brings the Esrig to Rav Shteyman, he says, I had a small Hargosha in the Slichas, can I say it? He said, okay, Bakasha. He says, listen, I live in France. And a vei, because a Jewish area, we live in a bit of a higher society of a thing. And I live in a very wealthy building. And I live in one of the flats over there. And in the penthouse on top, the two floors, are living over there like a very important, intelligent guy. And we know each other, you know, hello, hello. We wait for the lift, both of us together, when it comes out. So when it's our holidays, he tells us happy holidays. And it's their holidays, I tell him happy holidays. Okay, that's it. One day, the lift took a little bit more extra time than usual. So I stand and I start to speak to him. I speak to him and I tell him, yes, you know, I just came back from Morocco now. We have this mitzvah of a Sroigim, I just was in Morocco. He said, oh yeah, I didn't see you around, but my daughter is married to the king of Morocco. That's what the guy tells him. I said, really? Wow. He said, listen, I have to ask you, and they come sometimes to visit? Yes, they do come sometimes to visit. So he tells him, please, by us, and Chazal is always... Moshe Lemodov Odoim Ele Melech, Shem Skatzev Al Avodov, Melech, Melech, Avodim. Our Chazal is full with Mesholim parables about kings. I never in my life saw a king. You might, next time when your son-in-law comes to visit you, ask him, maybe he might, to make the brocha. He might come. Okay, no problem. Vayayoyim, after a few months, he calls him, and he tells him, my son-in-law is now in me, I spoke to him. He says, no problem, you could come to speak to him. Comes to him, and his father-in-law told him, this is my neighbor, Jewish neighbor. He sits next to him, and he wanted to welcome him, so he starts to speak to him. How are you? What do you do? This, how many kids you have? He says, yeah, I have 5 kids. The oldest is 20, then I have 15. My youngest one in a month becomes bar mitzvah. What? He forgot, he's talking, no, bar mitzvah, something else. Bar mitzvah is, he tells him, he starts explaining him, he's 13 years old, you get the whole burden at once, so we make a big party, But then we make a big party and it's a religious thing and it being present make it a little bit happier. So the king tells him, just fix me if I'm wrong, but if I understood, this bar mitzvah is not a regular birthday of 13. It's something religious. Yes, yes. So please be honest with me. I'm not Jewish, I'm a Muslim. And we know that actually the last, definitely the kings of Morocco were Hasidei Ummu Yisraelim. They didn't harm Eden. I want to know if I could also bring a small present for the bar mitzvah boy. Or because I'm Muslim is a problem. So a present, no problem. You could bring presents is no problem. Kitzel, he comes, he calls a servant, he tells him, give me my checkbook. He takes his golden pen and he writes a check, 50,000 euro. This Rabbi Soklein, he sees the 50,000 euro, he gets a shock. Wow. He starts to shake. And the king notices that he didn't expect that amount. So he tells him, listen, I'm a king. I could decide to give. I could decide not to give. I could give 500. Well, that would be nice. 500 euros, that would be nice. And I could give 5,000. Is really extra nice. But if I give, I'm a king. If I give, I give 50,000. It's a king that gives less than that. It's a bushel. It's a denigrating for him and it's for his country. A king who gives has to give like a king. He says, this is what we're coming to ask the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. He says, maybe this is the pshat. Lo yibechesed lo yimasu lo fonecho. Kedalim keroshim dofakno dosecho. We're coming without anything. We're just asking, you know what? A small bakosha. No al teshivenu reikom lifonecho. Don't let us out empty-handed. Give us something. Once you give us milfonecho malkeinu reikom al teshivenu. Once you give us, it should be milfonecho. It's also by you, it shouldn't be like empty. And once you give, it will be nochanam sheifa godl. Nochanam. But the question is, we're coming and we're asking the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, give us. Just imagine last year someone came to you, can I have a loan of 12,000 pounds? No problem, give me checks for 1,000 pounds a check for each month. No problem, you're getting it. But every month you go to the bank and the check bounced. Every month. Again, 12 checks, all of them bounced. He comes to you again, can I have another 12,000 pounds? I don't think anyone will give him the 12,000 pounds. We are different. We can't tell the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, you gave us 12 months. Lo yibechesed, ve lo yibemasi bonu fanecho. We didn't do anything with these 12 months, but please give us now and on. What you gave us last year was not good enough. We want better 12 months. We want now 12 months with health, with parnosa, with Yeshua, with Nechom, everything good we want. I mean, well, how could you come and ask for this? What's the chat in this? Says Rav Shaul Brach. Says Rav Shaul Brach. We know through the history of Klal Yisrael, millions and millions and millions got slaughtered, got shechted, and got killed on Kiddush Hashem. Everywhere. Not only the 6 million in Europe, everywhere. I was just now, and the holidays we went through York, there's Clifford Tower over there, and 1190 was burnt over there. 150 Jewish people. And then they were sent away from England. Everywhere in the world, wherever the Jews are, what they cared, what the Goyim care about? What exactly bothered the Goyim? The Goyim bothered, basically, as we know, that's how something was. We know the Nazis in Machshemon, there was two Yom Tovim, without no reason whatever, they were hanged 10 Yidden. That was in Purim, okay, that's, we understand, Aseret Bnei Amon, they wanted to pay back, but in Shavuos, they couldn't stand Aseret Adibos. But not only that, they also have Mother's Day, they have their days, but it's not that, it's the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. And not the whole sentence they care about, they don't care about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. If they would say the Echod Shnayim, they would say, okay, no problem. They cared about the Echod. And not only the Shnayim. If they will come and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, and you will change the Dalid into Reish, they would say, okay. So what all of the generations of the Jewish people, they got killed, and they got burnt, they got slaughtered on this small chupchik over there of the Dalit. The Dalit to Reish. This is what we got. When we come to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Bechesed Aloi Memasi, we come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asei Leman Harugim HaShemecho, HaShem Tvuchim HaShem Kodshecho, that's what we come to ask. Moshe Lema Adov Adoyim, there was once a big general, and he would do all the wars for his king, and he got wounded, and he was full of scars, and full of runes all over, stitches all over his body. And he would fight for the king. And the worst of anything happened. The worst thing could happen. The king did a peace treaty with the other country. Now he's unemployed. Doesn't know what to do. He starts a party every night. He parties, he calls his friends, and they party. One night when he was over, he was partying too much and he was drunk, he spoke against the king. And he couldn't keep it quiet. It was there, the press was there, the media was there. They couldn't keep it. And the king hears about it. And he says, that we spoke about me? Send them straight away. Kill. Straight away beheaded. The last wish, they tell him, what do you want the last wish? I want to see the king. They come to the king. The king says, well, you didn't kill him yet? No, he has the last wish. He wants to meet the king. Okay, you can tell him to meet the king. But on one condition. he doesn't take out, he doesn't say a word out of his mouth. He could come, but not say a word. He comes there in front of the king, and he can't say anything, and the king looks at him. The last minute he decides, he comes and he opens his shirt, he tears off his shirt. And the king sees, full of wounds, full of scars. And the king says, what is it? He says, can I answer? He says, yes. He says, you see this? You remember, a year and a half ago, there was a big battle in the south. And there was someone, the enemy shot an arrow, and it almost, and I, the last minute I jumped in and I accepted the arrow instead of the king. This is it. And 5 years ago in that battle, this is the scar over here. In that battle I sat a half a year at home, and that's another year in hospital. The king says, okay, let him go. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Lo yibechesed velo yibemaasim bonu lefonecho. We don't have what to come and to ask him. But we ask us, say leman tvuchim alichodecho, look how much scars, through the histories, look what we went through. And that's what we're asking. Says Rav Shaul Brach, well, why we got killed all the years? As we said, on this Dalet, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Instead of the Reish, we say Dalet, and that's why we got killed. And that's, Lo yibechesed, lo yibemaasim bonu lefonecho, kedalim kiroshim dofakno secho. Why are we coming? Delo secho, on this Dalet, dofakno. We come and we're knocking on the door of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the gates of heaven, to come to get a new year. Why? Because de losecho, because this Dalet, we should be zoich etake, for reikom al teshivenu b'fonecho.